Let's get your thoughts first on the Women's Day and kind of putting in context to like how you're approaching this maybe differently than the Tour de Ski. I think, you know, for most people, we know the Tour de Ski, we know those stages or sort of the traditional stages. And this is a new tour or the first time this tour has been run. So I'm just curious, like how you guys might be approaching it a little bit differently holistically.
Yeah, well, one thing is that we've done tours, but we've done them earlier in the year or at the very end of the year. We've done the Tour de Ski and the Canadian Ski Tour. And this one is kind of right in that part of the winter, that sort of January, February area that's can be tough to get things going physically. And we felt like as a team, we had hit a little bit of a flat spot going into Seyfeld and maybe even a little bit coming out of Seyfeld as we saw in some instances in Falun. So a big theme was to rest hard this week. And I think today showed us that we were successful on a lot of levels there. So we didn't focus too much on talking about performance. That's never a great way to go. We work on the process and getting people psyched by giving them the confidence to know that they're recovered, and whether or not they're sharp on the first day or two, they should be sharp by the end. And whether that ends up happening or not, we'll see. But believing in it is the key, and that's what works, and that's what we feel like we've struck.
Okay, so just follow-up question on that is, like, that can always be a little bit, or just, like, what is recovered and how do you know you're recovered, and then able to kind of snap on when the starting gun fires, or in this case, a little beep with the interval start. You know, how do you gauge, you know, whether or not the athletes, in this case, you know, we'll just say, like, you know, Diggins, Rosie, and Sadie are, you know, rested enough to your liking before, you know, a major six stage event like this?
Yeah, it's basically going into the race, we eat three meals a day with them and have lots of conversations, and you can tell just by the tone in someone's voice how they're doing, as they can with me. They can tell when I'm tired, just as I can with them. And it's certainly been an increasingly good vibe throughout the week. The mood has just risen and the excitement has arrived just in time. And so that's always a great sign. But then following the race today, just talking, but also based on observations during the race, you can be fairly accurate with your conclusions. And I think Jessie has moved a step in the right direction. She's not at her A game yet, but perhaps she can sharpen throughout this tour. And I think she has every reason to believe that she will. Rosie hit a big one today. That was a great race. She ran out of gas a little bit at the end, so it wasn't the perfect day, but to hang on for ninth was just incredible. One of her best results in a stacked field. And Sadie was not feeling good today. And I know perhaps her stomach wasn't feeling great all day and perhaps even yesterday. And so while I think she is rested, all these little parts have to come together to feel good in a race. And we didn't quite get there with Sadie today, but hopefully good feelings are coming because I believe she's in a good spot physically.
One thing just observationally, when you look at, you know, and again, it's an interval start. So one of the things you kind of glom onto are splits and time back, and just kind of using Rosie and Jessie as our benchmarks here, because they're, you know, in this case, the two top U.S. skiers, you know, they came through, Rosie came through in eighth, Jessie was ninth at the 5K split, both roughly 37 seconds back. And they bled some time by the time that, I just got to scroll a little bit. They bled a little bit of time in that second lap where they flip-flop places. You know, yep. Jessie finishes in eighth, 118 back, Rosie finishes in ninth, 125 back. But they lost a bunch of time in that second 5K. And I'm just curious. I'm not trying to like, oh, they skied slowly. Obviously, Johaug gave a Johaug performance today, 45 seconds in front. But from a pacing strategy standpoint, I'm just curious, like, how might you explain that second lap? Just a little bit of fatigue or just other skiers that are in the top five, top six, just, A-game pace.
Yeah, well, I think Johaug administered one of her just supreme beatings of the year. It was just an absolute brilliant race. She looked as good as she's looked all year. So you have to let that go a little bit and look at where second place was, and to be around 30 seconds back is why we're feeling content with those two and quite confident. Jesse's pace differed quite significantly from Rosie's. Rosie attacked hard on the first lap, and I love that approach because on those days where you get through, you have your career best result. And when she started to run out of fuel today, what was really impressive and a great sign out of Rosie is that she kept things together and really didn't start bleeding much time. It looked like she was in a real deep place with about 2K to go, and she just kept moving. But she didn't quite get through there today. So, and when she does, she's going to be within striking distance of the podium. Jesse today felt like she started a little bit conservatively. I think she's coming out of a distance race or two that haven't met her standards, and wanted to pace this and build throughout the race, which she did. And so that's where you saw the flip-flopping.
Anything else you want to mention about the women's race?
Just, again, impressed with Haley. It wasn't a perfect race. She took it out hot, was excited, skied with great technique. I mean, she is looking stronger and stronger in these races. And while it wasn't a perfect day for her, she still was 35th or 36th, which is an incredible result for a young skier. We're really happy. We felt like both Caitlin and Julia and Elena all took a step forward today. Sophie, I think, had a decent race. This is probably her worst event, the 15K or 10K individual skate, but I feel like there's a lot to be feeling confident about coming out of today for the women.
Here's a quick question on Haley, and I know she probably obviously works pretty closely with Eric Flora at APU, but you obviously, right. You know, you're... I'm sure in the loop on training and so forth. You know, she's made massive gains this year. And do you attribute that to sort of like just a capacity thing from a physiological perspective, or, you know, just maturing strength-wise, or a combo of the two? But you're right. I mean, she obviously is like, we're looking for her every weekend now.
Yeah, I mean, it's true she has great capacity, but so do the 60 other women in this race today. And so you really can't talk about talent because they just all are talented here. But what I think makes the difference with Haley, she has a great mental approach to things. She likes to keep it fun, but she can really buckle down and throw down a good, hard, focused effort. And even more than that, she's surrounded by such a great training group at APU. And that's really the difference. You see that with the Norwegian men today. These training groups are such secret weapons, and it's really hard to do it on your own, regardless of how talented you are. Yes, a few people can do it, but finding that group, that team to train with in the training season to prepare for the winter is the key, and I think that's paying off for Haley.